We gotta talk. That's something I'd be afraid to be on.
We ate the best, we got paid the best.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. They took care of those new guys. Oh, that I'd be afraid of. But well, you guys deserved it.
Filet mignon, bacon chop shred.
Oh my God.
It's just mine.
And Captain wouldn't like chocolate for some reason.
I have something else for you.
Hold on, he wouldn't allow he wouldn't allow.
Oh, I don't know if you want to go over them off after or. Okay, we're gonna call the meeting to order. It's
okay.
9:31 actually. We need to approve the minutes. I had some changes on the minutes. Just some like under number 3 that the plaque has been installed, not stalled. And then the action was Pam was going to contact the family. Do we want to go through all these?
I have quite a few. We can like, I can just do the changes.
Like the, yeah, like Chris Duffy's name is spelled, I think the action should be, I checked with him. Then the next page has a few things. Are we okay to approve it? It's mostly actions, like there was, Greg was gonna approach Linda, she's already here. We'll introduce her, but I think everybody's been introduced now.
In this case, you cannot approve the minutes. So I need to do the changes. And then the next meeting,
next month. Yeah. Okay, put the other things on there. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So we'll need to approve it next time. All right. We're already on agenda 3, update on the dedication of the bench. You remember from the last meeting, Pam was going to contact the family. She did do that. And they want to hold off for a little while, like maybe revisit it later. So we don't have to plan that. If not, we can do it on Memorial Day, like people suggested. So that's the update on that.
Kathy, is that for a family in Bolton?
Yes. Okay. It's a bench that Barry actually got a beautiful plaque for. It's right on the town.
Okay.
Green where the veterans.
I'll take a look at it.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's for Michael Clark, who was killed in July by a lightning strike. And okay. He has 2 small children in the school system.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that bench has been dedicated. Actually, the I think it was the PTA came to the selectmen originally
okay.
Asked if we could do that.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, and, I'll read up. Okay,
that's
okay.
That.
Okay, thank you.
And tax relief update. That's the piece about we had asked for the veterans to up the tax exemption.
Better and lower it.
They might. Who knows? But I emailed Bob Mora, just so you know, and I think he's indisposed, right, Sue Ellen?
He's struggling right now. So.
Yeah, so I didn't get an answer back because I had said I would email him. So hopefully, whenever he gets back, we can get him in here to go over where that is to see if we need to do something different. Does anybody have any other ideas on that? Or?
I just don't like the way it was done, the way it was put off.
Yeah.
You know, because it wasn't done in a meeting. It was done with no minutes to bother anything. Just all of a sudden, they're putting it off until next year. You know, so I didn't like that at all.
Yeah,
this is something that should be done in public. So,
yeah,
but
so we can try to get him in because He has two updates that he, the tax release, relief or tax exemption, I guess, would be the better term. And he was supposed to get back to us on the Connecticut general statute. So, and that hasn't been updated yet. He was going to talk to the town attorney.
Okay, a question. I mean, is that for the meeting that we had like a couple of months ago?
Yeah.
For the veterans?
The public forum.
Yeah. Public forum. Okay.
So we don't know where it is. Originally, it was a subcommittee they were developing, and
right.
we were supposed to be involved in it. And they had one meeting.
Uh-huh.
And then we heard from him at the last meeting that it was not approved, and they were going to put it to a referendum.
Okay.
We're not sure.
The public forum that they had.
Yeah.
They were using the wrong numbers.
Yeah.
To try and figure out what it was going to cost us.
Yeah.
So they said they were going to go back and look at that. And then the next thing we heard was they just decided they're going to put it off. And some people said it was going to be next year. I heard one that it was going to be after the budget is done. I really don't know.
Right.
So we don't know when the what they're doing right now. Because
okay.
they didn't do it in public.
Right.
They just decided this.
They did. Yeah, okay.
I don't know if Bobby's the only one that decided or what went on. But
yeah, and the other piece is just so you know, Kim and Bob both abstained because they felt like they didn't go.
Right. Because of
right. So now time. You have others.
I disagree with that. I think they have every right to vote on that.
Yeah. So there's some issue. We're going to have a discussion, and Bob, it would be better if he can come
and
talk to us about it. So I will see. I will, if Sue Ellen finds out when he's back, I've given him a few days, and then I can email him again, and I'll text him or call him. So I'll take that too, because I think he needs to come. So we have a clear idea of what we can do with it. We'd like to pursue it.
Okay.
And the Connecticut General Statutes is just, I gave you a copy of that in your packet now.
Right.
So when you come over, we can just look at that quick too.
Yeah.
But it was just things that the advisory committee shouldn't do.
Okay.
So we just wanted clarification on a couple of points.
Okay.
So we're already on number 6, the flag box. And I have not heard anything from Chris. I emailed him also. I'm probably going to have to call him. Sue Ellen, do you know if that Eagle Scout ever came up to check where we wanted the disposal?
No.
Okay. I'm going to, if he doesn't, I'll call him because I think probably gets a lot of emails. And there was an Eagle Scout who's going to build us a box to put in the town hall for disposal of American flags and develop a system for the town. We do not have one. People are bringing flags and just dropping them off. And there used to be a cardboard box somewhere. And Jim said it back here somewhere, but we thought it would be nice to have like a nice red, white, blue wood box that people could drop them off. And then depending what it is, the Army Navy Club does do ceremonies. Mm-hmm. And they said we could drop off the flags at their back doorstep if no one's there.
Okay.
So in Manchester. So anyway, it's going to take time. So that's in the process. That was one of the projects to try because we have so many town flags. Any discussion on that? Okay, so then there was supposed to be the number 7 was a discussion about review of the monuments on the green and report from subcommittee. This history of this, correct me if I'm wrong, was there was an initial discussion in our committee about having additional monuments on the town green to honor the other wars that are not on the green right now. So in the minutes, it says 2 monuments, but I thought we could have 1 monument with both wars listed.
Not real.
Right.
And
just three wars.
Three wars that were missing. Okay. Yeah. And then we would have it on the town grid.
I got some. I am sorry, man. I drew up what I think it should look like. The problem I'm having is it's going to be one monument, but the size, I've got to talk to Pam about the ones that are over there. There's one over there about World War One. There's one about, that includes, I think, World War Two, Korea, and Vietnam, all one monument. Then there's a big one with a list of names.
Yeah, and that has Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So the wars that were not mentioned anywhere up on the time green is the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, and the American Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So I fooled around with how it was laid out. I passed it.
Perfect.
Enough copies for everybody. Good try. That's all I got left.
Okay.
I don't know if when I put symbol, the one that's in the other monument that's in the cemetery, that has a symbol of, I don't know what that symbol is called. I thought the American flag would look good, but the American flag changed throughout all this. So there's a generic flag symbol that we can probably put on the top of it to do that. So I also put the dates in because these are the actual dates that these wars were fought. I think this is the wars you've been involved.
Yeah, we don't want to do it.
We don't want to
find out. It's one more.
So yeah, I don't. I think this involved.
I can research and get all the wars that we fought.
Yeah, I also put, and I put this in for, because I just thought we should, in memory, because anybody that served in these wars was long gone.
Mm-hmm.
In memory of all Bolton men and women.
Mm-hmm.
I put that because I don't think there were many women fighting wars back then.
No.
But they were probably involved in some part.
Yeah.
Involved.
Nurses.
So, their family was there. So,
yep.
So that's why I added a woman. The other ones, I think just says men. So I don't think it said women. World War One. World War Two.
Oh, maybe.
I don't think it said anything about one. So, and the ones that talked about Korean and World War Two, Korean and Vietnam, they're the big rocks over there. They're probably 4 feet tall and probably only 2 feet wide. I don't. But they have plaques mounted on them and not engraved into the stone.
Mm-hmm.
The last one that was done is the big one. And that was done in the stone. So I assume that that's probably what we want to do with this one. And the suggestion is, one suggestion we had of where to place it is on the back side of it, between the two, stands there to talk about Rochambeau and all that stuff.
Yeah.
There's room to put this back there. There really isn't any room in the front to put it. So unless we something.
Yeah, I think that'd be fine.
So,
and make it
nice
all around.
Yeah. So what I will do is I'll try and get down to I can't remember the name of the company now. It's a manager. It does the headstones. One in Manchester. Get down and talk to the guy and see what he recommends and try and get some estimates.
And you have a friend. You're going to be gone though, right?
Yeah, but not until after November.
Okay. Get so you two will find out what's the approximate price.
Yeah, try to get an estimate.
If we get two prices, then we'll have a ballpark of what it is. Then we'll need to raise the money. Are we in agreement? We're going to do this on the green rather than trying to do 7,000 for medallions.
The other idea I have is we can also copy the one that's in
the cemetery
and put it in the other cemetery. Put another one. There's none in the other cemetery, I don't think.
I haven't gone to the quarry.
I don't think there's one there. But you could do that the one. This is a generic one. Yeah. Just a generic thing. Yeah. Thanks all of the veterans for the service. Okay. Like. Okay. So we could do, if we want to do something at the quarry cemetery, we could do that. It's a small stone. You know, I'll measure this stuff before I go down and get some quotes and stuff.
Okay.
See what all we right. can do better.
Sounds good.
So it's, I don't know when I'll get around to doing that, but sometime in the next few weeks, hopefully I can get over
there. Okay, that sounds great. Because right. then we'll have it for yep. later. Okay. Are we done with that? So by consensus, I just want to make sure we're all going to do this first. I'm not saying we'll never do the medallions, but 7,000 is a big stretch right now with the budget increase.
I was going to try and meet with Pam about fundraising. We haven't been able to get together, so to find out what the restrictions on what we can do for fundraising. I really don't know what that is yet. So,
need to open an account here for this for a separate. Do you know who we talked to here?
Kathy and Jim, for sure.
Because they said the money has to come in here, they would keep track.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, but right? that's one of, yeah, so. But there's still other things we have to do. I'm sure we can't just start funding and say, send your check to the town.
Yeah, so I'm sure they're filling out
well,
some paper.
I'll talk with Pam, try and get together.
All right. Yeah, I have an idea. I've been thinking about the fundraising. Grandpa told me about the placards and stuff that we wanted to get. And so I'll volunteer to solicit some of the companies and people.
We've already gone and got pricing of everything.
Okay.
But kind of semi decided that we weren't going to go with a flagger because it gets stolen, they get ruined.
Okay.
Some people don't even want them there.
Okay.
We used to have to research who does and who doesn't.
Okay.
We were going to go with that monument that's up at the one right up here.
Okay.
And put another one over there for it. And they're done.
Yeah. Okay. It's by the flag.
Oh, but
it's easier,
smarter.
Than
they don't want it. People don't want it.
The monument?
Uh-huh.
No. There hasn't been discussion.
I don't think they worry. There's no problem. Okay. When we were talking about the individual brass markers.
Okay, gotcha.
On every grave.
Okay.
It's, some of these veterans. And especially in quarry, it's a long time ago. It's not around anymore.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't even be able to ask them if they would let us do it. So
went up to both center. I'm going to go to quarry too, but I went to Bolton Center.
Uh-huh.
Carl Price, just so you know, gave Ernie, who was here the last time, a yellow piece of paper that had 30 people's names on them and have directions to get to their gravestones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went with my husband one day to walk around the cemetery. You can't even read the headstones.
Yeah,
1700s.
Yeah,
they're long.
They go way back.
Dissolved.
Yeah.
You can't even figure out, like, I spent like probably half an hour trying to figure out where some of these stones were. It is very difficult. So the other piece on that is it's hard to know where the stick. We would miss somebody, I'm sure.
Gotcha.
Because there's trees growing up in the middle of the stones too that have broken the stones from way back. And so it would be really hard. And we do have what we have listed in the cemetery book that I put together now, 214 in both of our cemeteries right now, which means we'd have to get probably at least 230 markers and then flags. So now people have just been putting flags, so we can revisit
one and done.
I think
and they won't steal that.
Yeah, and then just list the dates, like he said, like he knows.
Because we said at least this would be a start, and
right.
I can't anticipate it would be more than 2,000 to do this.
I have no idea.
Yeah, me neither. But the other was 7.
Right,
and then it's a fixing and putting them in, so and hoping you get them all. So. That's what we decided. So now number, anything other discussion on this? Then update on new member. Here she is, Linda Rudolph. I think she's met everybody.
Welcome.
Thank you. We're glad you're here.
Hi, I'm Bob.
Hey, I'm
don't say that.
Dinner for her.
Anything you'd like to say, Linda? I think you told them all 8 years in the
Navy. 8 years in the Navy. Almost 26 years with the airlines, American Airlines, US Airways. And I'm actually they asked me to join the Honor Guard for, I always get the township. So I'm going to be doing that. So they want some I guess they have three female on there and they asked me to join that. I just haven't had a chance to get over there. So I'll be doing that. So, so anything that I can get from them, info that can help our town, I will do that. And the Honor Guard, I don't know, for anybody that don't know, and I just learned this, we just go to funerals and bury veterans. We take the flags and wear our uniforms and we help bury veterans with a military ceremony. So I'll be doing that real soon. And any things that I think can help us, information or whatever, I'm more than willing to bring it and share it and stuff like that.
You should bring back the 21 gun salute.
That's a lot, yeah.
Last one I was at, last Veterans Funeral, I was at, they had a tape recorder, they played taps. That was it?
I
went to one in Vermont, there were three guys, they all shot once, that was it.
I can't tell you guys, I can also ask them, what do they do with the flags that people dispose of? Because they, you know, they do a lot of funerals for it, you know, maybe they can tell me.
We actually looked at a lot of towns have either outside metal containers to dispose of them. And but a lot of places also like Manchester, people bring them to Army Navy.
The American Legion.
American Legion, because they've got those two organizations and they both do ceremonies.
I love them.
I went to one in Florida. They had the whole, they did the whole shop. It was a huge party. But anyway, they had hundreds of flags turned in, and they do the one time. And the rest they just burn with it.
Yeah.
No way they could do it. It'd be there for a week.
Yeah.
That's their only place.
But we've never had anything in the town besides paper here at the town hall, and no one really seems to know what happens with them. We thought it'd be better to try again. This Eagle Scout to get a project, get a system, build a box, and then we'd at least have something that's here.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And inside, because there was a big discussion about putting it outside at the fire department, and they said people throw junk in the boxes. And
I think the best place to put it is at the library. The library is open more than any other building in the town.
Yeah. So we didn't know they'd allow it. I mean, I can always ask. They didn't think there was much space, but I think we need the box built first.
I know what size it is.
Yeah,
I don't think it is.
Yeah, and how it's built it. So I'll have to call Chris. I don't think there's anything to discuss on the Memorial Day parade yet, right? I think that can go off the agenda. We did the task, we updated that. The only thing I wanted to say, by consensus, this is the parade book with all the directions. I can pass it around. with everything that was done or samples. So I was going to put this, if by consensus, give it to Sue Ellen so she can have this. And then I was going to send her electronically copies of what's in here so that she would have it in case something happened.
You made the change we talked about the last time.
Yeah. And I printed, I actually found a couple more things. And if we have anything else, we can just.
Oh, change it.
Yeah. It's not hard. We can just zip it up and change it. So
that's for the parade or when?
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
The whole ceremony.
I know.
The
parade. Isn't it nice?
Okay.
It's how to do it.
Okay.
Because there was nothing written. Mm-hmm. So we got given the parade in February. And we really had to go through.
Did a good job.
And do a lot of stuff.
Okay.
And then, like, even asking how do we do a press release, I got three different answers.
Okay.
So now we don't have to worry
about it because
the JI doesn't do it anymore. But it's nice to have a little more publicity, and I think next time it'll be easier because it is a little difficult. With meetings with a lot of people, and we had asked for an aerial flyover. Well, that goes to the Pentagon, so I put the paperwork in there and the website. So there's a lot of stuff in there that we can pass on now. So,
if you want to leave that book with me,
yeah,
I can like scan the pages and put on the website.
The only thing I didn't know if we should put on the website, I'm glad you brought this up, because there's people's personal emails in
take off that page, maybe.
Because a lot of the directions have who to contact the Girls and Scouts, and it's their personal email. So if we didn't want to.
I can, once I scan, I can go on PDF and take off the numbers and the
book. Or you could look and see when you, not that you get a minute, but when you get a minute and see what can just be put on. And then you may not need to put all of it, like maybe 4 or 5 pages.
Yeah, because I would like to read that. And
I have a copy.
Okay.
The chairman will have a copy. I kept a copy, so we'll have it. And then you can read mine when you come over.
So this is ours already?
That's yours. Yeah, I made you one.
Cute.
Yes, I made two. So I have one still in my bag. If anything happens to me, that's all my green bag. LLB. Just ask for that.
We'll show Rich. We need a green bag.
Yeah, we need a green bag.
Okay.
And so I kept one for the chairman's. So now anything else on the parade? I don't think so, right? Now we're on other. Does anybody have anything they want to bring up under other? I have a couple of things.
Great.
Okay, Veterans Day luncheon. I made Little Veterans Day. Here's an extra one. Linda, I wrote it scribbly on yours.
Okay.
You got yours.
I got one too. You gave me one.
Yep, and I gave you one. So this is the Veterans Day luncheon. We have to respond if we're going. So if anybody knew they were going on November 9th at 12 noon, Linda will be speaking. I'm going to go. I'm pretty sure that's okay with me. But Carrie needs to know, and the phone number is there. So, but I'm going to respond. So if we know, she knows you're coming. So I don't have to worry about you.
Is that a deadline to respond? Like a week before?
She didn't really say, and this is directly from her note. It doesn't say, but I would say a week before because she needs to make sure she has the right amount of food for everybody that's coming. So, So I gave you all that. The other big piece I want people to look at, and we, if you want, we can take a few minutes here. We have to write the annual report. So I wrote what we've done on this page. I changed a few things. It's page 2 on here. It's the cloud one because I'm running out of paper at home. So anyways, I just wrote one paragraph how we started, then what we did. It's supposed to only be what we did till June 2023. Mm-hmm. So I think I have it, what we've done and what we're working on up till June. But I wanted to make sure I didn't forget anything, and if people want to change something.
You don't have to give to me until by the end of December, so you have one more meeting to discuss about
it. Yeah, so if we want to read it and bring back comments the next time.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. And if there's changes, you could just give it to me and then I can retype and send it, because I think I have to change the font 12 times Roman numeral.
Yeah,
and I don't know what that is,
so just send to me and I'll do it.
Also, you're going to change the Kathy, you're going to get rid of the medallions in here then, right? So it's down the second paragraph from the bottom. Purchasing, we're looking to have medallions purchased for veterans' grave. We're gonna get, so you're not gonna do the medallions now. We're gonna do
I'm wondering if I should just word it differently and put something like, we reviewed having medallions purchased. Mm-hmm. Should I leave it in there and change it in our cemeteries? And at this time,
medallions or placards or something, you know, and it'll
come so up. That
you could say that we reviewed it, but we decided to go in a different direction with the monument.
Or I can put, because technically it's supposed to be by June, and we put it on hold to discuss in the fall. So then, and then I could put it, I'll remember to put it next year. I'll write myself a little note. So I'll rework that sentence a little, because I think that was a big discussion. So I wanted it. And I can put the cost with the concern. I'll add to that. All right. So you have your invitation that I was going to pass this around for two. I think it's correct, but can everybody just take a look, and I'll update that list. And I can bring it next time, but I think it's got everybody's number.
I'm good.
You're good?
I'm good.
Sure Barry's good.
Nope.
Okay. Paul's good. He always answers me, so I know he's good.
And I just felt mine's out. So I'm good. Yeah, I put mine's on there.
Okay, so we're good. I'll do the update there. I'll bring it next month. Give you the new one. They also called me. I got an email actually to let them know by Monday, and I got it on Thursday later in the day. We wanted to participate in the Bull and Scarecrow contest.
Yes, and it's going to be placed tomorrow, Friday. So if you guys decided to do something, you have to talk with Stephanie by today.
Yeah.
I believe it's already past the...
It is. She emailed me Thursday to have an answer by Monday.
Yeah, I know.
So that's a little hard, but I'm sure she would let us do one, but it's a $20 fee too. So I didn't know if anybody had big feelings about doing a scarecrow, but I think you'd need it. So I don't think it's the right thing for a veteran and scarecrow.
No.
My personal opinion.
No, I agree with you.
No. Yeah. And I don't know what else we do then. So I was a little confused, so I wanted to hear from you, but I didn't want to not tell you that I got this email like Thursday to make a decision. But, and I was like, I'm not calling six people because they're all going to say, I think. They don't think it's the right
thing. What is it, for Halloween?
Yes.
Yeah. And we don't feel like the right thing.
We'll pass on that one.
Have we done that before in town? Have we done it before?
The scarecrow thing, yes.
The first year?
No. But not for veterans.
No, I mean, they did do this.
Yeah, they did this.
I didn't even know they did it.
Where'd
they
do? This year, we're going to have like more than 10 people doing, so it's going to be fun. And you guys can vote.
Oh, who got the best scarecrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, vote. We can go, but I'm not. Yeah.
We don't need one.
All right. Okay, any new agenda items that anybody has? Think about it. If you have anything, email me. Anybody leaving for their summer vacations in the winter, our winter? I know
he is. I'm going from middle of January to March.
I got to write this because I want to remember. And you're going in November, right?
November 14th through March. I could get away, like my wife won't go that far.
I think our meeting is adjourned then.
Okay.
Who's?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
1 second.
Okay. Shut our conversation off. Last time I left it on, and we had stuff that shouldn't have done.